This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, which includes Grand Rapids, is the state's only open seat this election cycle. The seat is currently held by now-Libertarian Justin Amash, who created a big stir when he left the Republican Party last year. It became clear that Amash would have a hard time holding on to the seat as an independent or as a Libertarian. And he lost the favor of one of his most important and moneyed supporters, the DeVos family. Now the district is considered one to watch on election night as Grand Rapids grows more progressive or, at minimum, a centrist voter base. Here to tell us about who's running and some of the hurdles is Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, April.
For starters, could you remind us how this seat opened up in the first place?
Well, yeah, as you said, this is the seat where Justin Amash is the congressman for now. He's been the congressman since 2010, and he's always been an interesting character in Michigan politics from even back in the day when he was in Lansing in the state legislature. He has always sort of gone his own way, and in the era of Donald Trump's Republican Party, Justin Amash had been a frequent critic of Donald Trump. And in fact, at one point, it was reported he said he didn't even vote for Donald Trump in 2016, went against him even as a Republican, finally called for Donald Trump's impeachment, and then left the party last summer. And Amash, it sort of took him a while to announce that he wasn't running for re-election. The order of events was that Amash actually explored a presidential run as Libertarian and announced that he was going to explore it and got a slick new website and a new photo on his Twitter bio. And then he said after looking at that, he decided, actually, I'm not going to run for president. I don't see a way that a Libertarian can win. Given everything that's happening with the pandemic, I couldn't really break through, he said. And while that all was happening, he basically just missed the filing deadline to run for re-election as a Libertarian in the seat. And when that deadline passed, he just sort of put out a tweet, it's been a pleasure to serve this seat. I'm not running for re-election.
Wow. So who does that leave us with as the two major party candidates in the third?
So the two major party candidates are Hillary Skolton. She's running as the Democrat. She is a first-time candidate in Grand Rapids and anywhere else. And Peter Meyer, who's also a first-time candidate, and he's running as a Republican. Meyer got through a primary campaign against several Republicans who were vying for the seat. Skolton went, for the most part, unchallenged. There were a few Democrats who got in the race early on, but they never really matched her in terms of funding. And by the primary, they had dropped out.
Hillary Skolton has worked on some pretty interesting and high-profile civil rights cases in Grand Rapids, but I don't know if that outweighs the massive name recognition that Peter Meyer enjoys as part of the Meyer family, the grocery store Meyer family. How important is name recognition in this race?
Well, yeah, Peter Meyer's name is really, I mean, forget about yard signs. Meyer's name is on every sign at every highway exit and, you know, in every neighborhood in this district and throughout the Midwest. So he has no problem getting his name out there. Hillary Skolton, her family's from West Michigan. There are people who know her throughout town and who know that name. But yeah, it's not the Meyer name at all. And I think, you know, name recognition is always important in any race. But I think when you're talking about a down ballot race, I mean, there's just going to be a lot of people who really haven't heard much about this race really at all. And so having a recognizable name that people go, oh, well, I don't know much about the 3rd Congressional District, but I know that name, that will make a difference.
You know, I just thought the Republican primary for the 3rd was so interesting. In a lot of other Republican pockets in the state, candidates run pretty far to the right, but this was one in which the candidates were running toward the center. Can you tell us more about how that worked out?
Well, first, there were a lot of candidates. They weren't all running toward the center. I mean, I'm thinking of Tom Norton, who was one of the candidates. He certainly wasn't running to the center. He was a pretty conservative, almost extreme candidate to some people. But the 3rd District, what's now the 3rd District, historically it had been the 5th District, this area, the area around Grand Rapids that includes Kent County, it's always been Republican for many, many years. I mean, the district's been held by Republicans since 1974, since the 1974 election, last time a Democrat won. But the Republicans who have held it have always been these moderate Republicans. I mean, Gerald Ford being the most famous one. He was well respected in the House. He was considered a moderate Republican. That's part of why Richard Nixon picked him to be his vice president, which then led to Gerald Ford becoming president. But even after Gerald Ford, names like Paul Henry, Vern Ehlers, who served right before Justin Amash, Ehlers was known for being someone who crossed the aisle quite a lot and caucused with the most moderate Republicans. Peter Meyer has really talked about that in his campaigning. He says, I want to be a Republican like Vern Ehlers, like Paul Henry. I want to serve the people of West Michigan and as a sort of moderate Republican. So he's really calling on that. And that's, I think, why you see people campaigning on that, because that history is there.
So now that we're past the primaries and into the general, would you say that Peter Meyer and Hillary Scolton are aiming at the middle?
With a lot of their communications, it sure seems that way. You know, I get flyers every day from both of these candidates. Hillary Scolton has emphasized her faith quite a lot throughout the campaign. It was her first ad. It's on all of her flyers. Legitimately, she's a person of faith. She's a Christian who grew up in West Michigan. That's important to a lot of voters here. It's clearly important to Hillary Scolton. Even as a Democrat, she's making that a key part of her campaign. And Peter Meyer just keeps talking about those other, you know, Republicans like Vern Ehlers and Paul Henry, just talking about West Michigan values. So they do both seem to be trying to communicate to, you know, to similar voters, voters who maybe were conservative, maybe have been conservative, but who are not necessarily happy with where Donald Trump has taken the party. I mean, you know, you could look at the third district. Donald Trump won the district in 2016, but in Kent County, he won with the fewest number of votes of any Republican candidate in Kent County since the 1990s, going back all the way to Bob Dole. Hmm. So even though Trump was victorious in the county, he wasn't exactly exciting voters. And a lot of voters actually peeled off to the Libertarian Party. And one of them was a guy I talked to. His name's Jim Spicer. Jim Spicer, he called himself a lifelong Republican, but he ultimately voted against Donald Trump. He ultimately voted for the Libertarian candidate. He lives in Grand Rapids. But even though he voted Libertarian in 2016, even though he doesn't like Donald Trump, Jim Spicer told me he is going to vote for Peter Meyer.
He is kind of a personal responsibility candidate. And that's, I think that there needs to be more of that. He's not a nanny state kind of candidate. He's not a, the government will take care of you, don't worry about a candidate.
So there's plenty to talk about in 2020. What kinds of issues are Meyer and Scolton talking about with Election Day just around the corner?
They're both releasing ads in the last week of the campaign talking about healthcare. Hillary Scolton has said a number of times healthcare is the number one issue that people ask her about when she's in the grocery store, and keeping healthcare affordable. So she's been emphasizing that and really trying to drive it as a point of difference between her and Meyer. She says that, so Peter Meyer signed a pledge early on in the campaign saying he would overturn Obamacare if elected. He would help to try to overturn Obamacare. Hillary Scolton has used that as an opening to say he would take away the protections for people with pre-existing conditions, because without Obamacare, those protections wouldn't be in place. Peter Meyer comes back and says, no, hold on, wait a minute. I support protecting people with pre-existing conditions. I wouldn't eliminate that. And so that's something that I support. But they've sort of driven those things between them. Both are sort of fighting over that. Peter Meyer's latest ad says she's lying about that, that he will protect people with pre-existing conditions. So that's the thing that they seem to be fighting about most. That's the thing that they seem to be focusing on most.
Dustin, like you said, this district has leaned Republican for so long. And yet, I saw late last week the Cook Political Report decided to rate this as a toss-up district, and it's getting a lot of attention outside of the state because of that. Do you think this is really a toss-up race?
The polls seem to suggest it is, and the Cook Political Report says it leans Republican toss-up. If you look at 538, it favors Meyer slightly. But I think it's going to be really hard to predict the outcome of this race, because I think it could very well be close. But the other thing is that there are a ton of new voters in Kent County specifically, and most of the votes for this district come from Kent County. So there's been a ton of work in the past 2 years to register tens of thousands of new voters in Kent County. How those voters will vote, whether they'll even vote in the congressional race, could have a huge impact on this race. So I've been talking to some people. I talked to someone who lives in Grand Rapids and who works on the south side of town, works in communities, particularly in the Black community, talks to a lot of voters there. This is a place where many of those new voters, many people who may not have voted before, many people who may not have been registered before, are coming from. His name is Javon Hay, and he told me that one thing he's interested in this race is whether either of the candidates, Skolton or Meyer, are really speaking to people on that side of town. And here's what he said.
People might end up not voting, like, you know what I mean? I think there's like a lot of attention on the presidential debate, and I feel like if they aren't able to connect for real on their level, then they're going to be overlooked and people are not going to vote for them.
So I should say that Hay actually lives on the same side of town as Hillary Skolton. This is her neighborhood when he was talking to me. And I've seen her out campaigning this neighborhood. She certainly would say that she's trying to reach out to these voters. But at least at the time that I was speaking to Hay, a lot of people hadn't heard of her yet. So one of the big questions, you know, in this closely contested race is, you know, people are motivated to vote in the presidential race. Will they continue down the ballot and vote for these other candidates, even if they're not familiar with their name?
Yeah, lest we forget, one of the big political moments in Grand Rapids this year was the Black Lives Matter protest. And I think a lot of people who don't live in the area were surprised to see the marches were as big as they were. Can we go back to Justin Amash for just a minute, Dustin, before we wrap this up? Do you think he would still be running for this seat if he felt he had a real chance?
Oh, man, trying to read the mind of Justin Amash is, it's not a thing that can be done. You know, Justin Amash, he occupied sort of a singular space in American politics as a libertarian, someone who had leaned libertarian his whole career, who just would not bend on certain issues, on certain principles to get along. And so that put him in a tough spot in this party, and I think put him in a tough spot in the district. I think the truth is there are a lot of people, a lot of voters who are just like Justin Amash, particularly in this district, people who were traditionally conservative, but who now are pretty fed up with the party and lean more libertarian. Justin Amash is not alone in that. But whether a person could be reelected with that happening in a three-way race, if he was a libertarian against a Democrat and a Republican, it would have been an uphill battle. It would have been a difficult race, and it seems he just chose not to run in it.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer coming to us from Grand Rapids. Dustin, thank you.
Thanks, April.